Pensavo da peggio, onore, va bene, andate per l'uomo, vogliamo andare. Ehi, dimmi, non mai no. Listen. Realistically, we've got a question on Rabbi Shaya. Rabbi Shaya had 13 offices he can, and up here 24. And we explained that Rabbi Shaya didn't say all of what he said because he wasn't focusing on knas. He was focusing on not knas. And a lot of these extra things that Rabbi said were knas. So why did you not say Edim Zemim? Edim Zemim is Mamayna. Listen, Edim Zemim is Mamayna. He should have said it. He should have listed it. Why is Edim Zemim Mamayna? Says Rashi. Edim Zemim is Mamayna. Says Rashi. If you pay more than what you damaged, kefir, midalbei, that's called oinus. That's called knasa, koi knas. The kamam like we're going to learn later. Going called over kotsu v'omu, for instance, anything which is a fixed amount, so that's got no relationship to the actual damage he did. 50 shekel of an oinus or 50 shekel of a mafater. All those are knas because they are more than what you damage, meaning irrelevant to how much you damage, even if you damage a few pennies, you pay that amount. Anything else is mommy. Never Edim Zemim should be mommy because Edim Zemim is not more. Edim Zemim is bidyuk, catch the dom and ask the op in bidyuk like you wanted to call to your friend. That's how much you have to pay.
Does that question really have to mean that I'm avoiding being everything else which is not you said is my mama, or does it just mean generally?
But everything that's everything is always an exception. Okay, so you'll tell me Chatzinezek is the knas, means when we talk, that's right. There'll be some exceptions always, but the general rule is if you're paying equivalent to the damage you did, that is the moment. If you're paying more or less than the damage you did, that's going to be a knas. Dugma is 50 shekel, which could be more, could be less. It's got no relation. No relationship to the damage you did. Which is a season relationship. Zama, that's what they wanted to do to their friend. That's my point. Talk last time we spoke about it. It's not more than they didn't cause any damage. So it's more than the damage they did. Last time that was the shear, which did when we gave the shear last time. But now we're doing Chazor, so we're not going to go into all that range now. So what's the answer to the Gemara? Why didn't Rabbi Shai bring down the din of Edim Zomimim? Says the Gemara, Sovalo, second line now, Rabbi Kiva, the Omer, Ein Mishalim al pi atzmon. Rabbi Shai holds like Rabbi Kiva. Who holds Ein Mishalim al pi atzmon. Ein Mishalim al pi atzmon means that as opposed to Mami, where there the din is Hedois Baldin, Kimea Edim Domim, the person admits he's got money he has to pay. By knas, it's not like that. By knas, if somebody admits he's got to pay, he doesn't need to pay. Asher yashi'un Elohim, the Pasuk said, Elohim. You can't be mechayev, you can't be mechayev because of yourself, right? So therefore the din is that moideh b'knas potel. And the din by Edim Zomim is moideh b'knas potel. So therefore, it's a raya that Edim Zomim is a knas. Sovrokim kiva doma ein mishalim al pi atzmon. So the main that it's a knas, halacha is like Rav Kiva, that's why Rav Shai didn't bring it down. Rashi, sovrokim kiva. First narrow line. The Omar, b'pseches makris pe'ekame. Edim Zomim ein mishalim al pi atzmon. Kigoyin huzmo bebeistin zeh. Yeah, that's all in one basin. Have you ever had Edim Zomim being Mishalim al pi atzmon or not being Mishalim al pi? How do you ever have that? All right, Edim Zomim by definition had to happen in basin. Otherwise, it wouldn't be Edim Zomim. Edim Zomim means Edim came and said, "You want to use him? I'm not complaining." So it happened in basin, and there was a psak din. So how do you ever have that Edim Zomim Mishalim or Ein Mishalim al pi atzmon? How would you have that? I'm asking as a question, so don't all shout out at once, but just one of you could do that. Oh, very good. It must be, we're talking about he went to another beast. Must be. Went to another beast, and he admitted that you should know that there was a psak din against me in this beast sin, but now I'm admitting to it. Pasuk says, Asher Ashirun Elohim. No. But this beast sin can't paskin based on his admission. They'd have to have psak from somewhere else. This beast sin don't know about the psak from elsewhere. So this beast comes to this beast and says, I'm chayv mam. I don't know. So if it be momo, you know, it's bad thing, you may, then you have to pay. But if it's only because of its admission, this beast sin can't act on it. This beast sin can't act based on his admission.
So then, what
is the new basin? Yeah. Wow. Because the psak then you have to pay his
yeah. So then, what does the new basin have to do with it?
How can this basin act about a psak they don't know about?
Well, I'm just asking. So when you go back to the other town,
if he appears in that town and the basin are there, they'll charge him, sure.
He's not off the hook.
He's off the hook in this basin. With Mormon, this wouldn't be like that. With Mormon, if I'd go to another basin and say, you know, in this basin, I had a psak, I'm chayav money, I'd be chayav to pay. Because the guy's balding, he made him. Oh, why would you do something? Don't say these questions. That's not normal. I mean, why would the person do it? If a person would do it, I can tell you a million reasons why a person would do it. That's not relevant. If a person would come to a basin in Timbuktu and say, you should know, in the basin, Tzedek of London, Paskan, that I'm trying to pay X amount of money, then this base of Timbuktu can be mechayiv him to pay because there's a dois baldin. Well, the base of Timbuktu has got no way of connecting to London. There's not even an internet connection. There's nothing. But since this person admits he owes money, a dois baldin can make a dolly, the base of Timbuktu can now force him to pay. Not, oh, you're a nice guy, pay up. They can force him to pay. Udoyes Baldin Kumei Edim Domi. By Kanas, it's not like that. So if Basin, if a person would come and say, you should know in London, I was called out in the 8th zone. This Basin Timbuktu can't do anything. Can't do anything. Although he admitted it, he said, I'm chayv to pay. Udoyes Baldin Lam Kumei Edim Domi with Kanas. It's garnished. Why do we Kanas support? So he parted, do you want me to pay? In Timbuktu. Of course not. Pirsova has to be. You need Aiden. If Aiden would come and say, okay, we'll talk about Aiden in a minute.
But just to follow
okay, up. But until now, the question reading that I understood the whole journey was that he's off the hook from now on forever. Wherever he goes, it's off the hook. You understand? No. So is that what you have understood? Okay, so big important reason to know all these different elements is to finish us. We sounded like he's
he's a new status.
Everything's going to stand that if he goes back to all times, he's going to be fired again.
So Rashi says, Clark, they went to another place. Yeah, well, but Mokim Akmaidu Shom the Beisin, but Amu Husman of the Beisin and Shelploni. So Amu can also Maidu can ask Potter. Now, there's a big shine in this Rashi. What would be if Aiden now come and say that he was found guilty in that Beisin? If Aiden from that base who were there came along to Timbuktu and says, you know, we found him guilty in that base.
After
he admitted in Timbuktu, then the Aiden came and said, what would be the din then? Right? There's a rule, there's a discussion whether the person's chayv to pay or not. There's a shayla here in this case here. When he was already found guilty. And if he would be in that basin, he would have to pay. And he'd gone into mitz to somewhere else, whether in that case he would be potter, even if Aiden come afterwards. Tosfos Rid understood in Rashi that you're potter, even if Aiden would come afterwards, and therefore asks on Rashi and says he doesn't agree with this shot of Rashi. Because why should he be potter even if Aiden come afterwards? Right? He was already found to be guilty in this basin. He should be chayiv. But that's Tosfos Rid's understanding in Rashi. Rashi doesn't mention a word about Aiden coming afterwards. So in this Rashi, there's no reason for us to go that far. And Rashi here could be exactly like I just explained. It's the din of Moed B'Knas Then a Maidu Knas, there's two Nakudas of Maidu Knas. Maidu Knas is Kotter, has two points that are come out because of this din of Maidu Knas. Number one is Pesin Kami Machayev him based on his speech. Although normally by Momenes, Hedo is Baldin, Kamei Dimdomi, by Knas, there's no rule of Hedo is Baldin, Kamei Dimdomi. You need the Basin to do it, Hedo is Baldin can't do it. Now there is another din about what would be Baldin come afterwards, generally by other Knas, but there, the halacha is, at least there's some time hold that might be Knas, the Akkah, well, Edim, Potter. But in this halacha here, with Edim Zomim, it could be that that second din maybe is not Megir. Maybe that second din is not Megir. Like Yossi is saying, if you would go back to the original place, it would be Chai. So maybe the second din about Edim would come is not Megir. But the first din is definitely Megir. The person goes to Basin, that does not know about the Psalm, and he says, and later, this is what happened. If a Kiva says you don't need to pay. Why? By moments you do. So why by Edim Zomim does he not need to? He's admitted he was found guilty. He's admitted, they never admitted he should have to pay. The answer is because it's a Knas. And Hedois Baldin does not apply by Knas. So that's one thing we see clear from Rashi. The governor Edom afterwards is a discussion if Edom would come. That's more than get to what you're asking afterwards. But regarding the first point, if it admits that this is what happened, it definitely plots.
So what about the Agana?
What?
Agana. The whole thing's kind of paper. But if he admits that he's Agana, he doesn't pay for it. What happens if he returns the original object? But then Edom comes and says, he saw you steal 3 days ago.
No, if he returned it,
he's Potter Keto forever.
If he returned it, he's not a Ganav. Only pay careful if you were called out to be a Ganav.
So it's a difference with the Ganav's own. He's Potter that based in Acher. Again, it's not permanently Potter. It's just a bad situation. We can't collect the language.
As we said, Maidu Knas has got two dinim. One din is regarding the Hedois Baldin. And the other din is whether it's permanent or not. Normally, I might have got somebody who comes to the base and says, you know, I admit I stole. He'll never be chayiv with that.
It's
right. Forever.
Right. Because
we did Chazor.
Yes.
Need a cup, go get a coffee. Better than having coffee. Anyway, we just have said we have not wanted enough salt, which speaks it out. He speaks it out. You can get your coffee one more try and shut up until you get your cloth. He says at this point, and I was looking at it this morning, and I got a message that my Rebbe's son became a kala to Nachum's granddaughter. Oh, so called now. So, but let him knock him down. So it says that's where he speaks out. Well, here, 1 second. I think this says the Rashi holds the potter even if Edim come afterwards. And that's why it says to it, so I can have bees. You're at the end of Psak Din. I can be bottled. He said, if you look in Rashi, it doesn't say such a thing. He brings what we just now said, Bashim Mitzos. Every Maida B'Knas has got two elements to Maida B'Knas bottle. There's two elements, there's two levels. Number one is, Basin can't act upon his words. And number two is, even if Aiden come afterwards, he's also going to be bottled. That's the second level. Two factors in Moed B'Knas. Number one is that he himself can't trigger off the Chiyuv, and more, that his admission actually exempts himself forever. So they're not from this Rashi. All we see is that the first point is definitely true. Basically, the Maktub can't act upon his words. Speed, it's a Knas and not a man.
still. So the psychic media, some of these other and all these things, I mean,
if it's here, then take, listen carefully to the word. We can't be machayev him based on his admission. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not doing it based on his admission, you're doing it because he's back in the old basin, so it's not based on his admission, it would be chayev.
So that's not completely not too much. So the question is, what we can Potter, it sounds like this status
is like Potter. So, Potter could be two levels of Potter. Right. Potter means that his admission, as opposed to Hoidoy is Baldin Chayyid. That means because of his Hoidoy, you're Chayyid. Here, Maidurkas Potter, his Hoidoy won't make the Chayyid. Now, it's true. What would be if it wouldn't be his Hoidoy? Because basin already had a given sacrament, we're going back to that basin. So, it's nothing to do with your Hoidoy, so you'll be Chayyid. If Nachum brings the Rashi elsewhere in Shuas, it seems to say not like that. But so then our Rashi, there's no mention in Rashi anywhere here about if Eidim come afterwards, they'll be chayv. No, they'll be potter. No mention at all. Just focusing on his Eidah. Okay. Yeah, Maskim. That's what we're doing to Zohar for. We're loving things. So the Gemara now got cash. So the same thing that you'll be shy, hold him with a kibbe. So what's the next question, Yossi? So that lined up. E, song like a kibbe.
So then why don't we have to be sure?
Why should we have two types of show?
Sure does it, I don't. And sure doesn't show.
Why?
Because we haven't been in the Adam Shad and Bad Up. I think Adam showed it.
Yeah, so why should we have inside? Why should we have two types? Why do you want to, if we only if we're ultimate keeper? If you're ultimate keeper, we should have two types of show. Why? What's it got to do with the keeper? If you're ultimate keeper, as you say, show Jazik Adam and show Jazik show.
Because now we have
not sure, as we just now said, it's not what it was anyway. What's the
if you have Nezik Shalom?
Oh, it's a different thing. The show does it, Adam has to pay Nezik Shalom, Mr. Nezik Shalom, and a show that's Mazik, that's right, show time, obviously. It's very nezik sholim, it's show time, it's mazik a show, it's chatsi nezik. Right? So I should have said that, it should have brought it down, it's two different chiyuvim. Before we asked that kasha, and we said, no, it's the same chiyuvim, therefore, no. It's a kontra kiva, it's two different chiyuvim. And this is show dazik odom, the sign of kivarim af tam shakoval the odom. Even a time that injures a odom, mishalim, b'moysa nezik sholim. Yes, the pay is actually in the Gemara. Answers the Gemara. So why didn't we bring it down? Why didn't Rishai bring it down? If you ultimately keep it, bring it down. Answers the Gemara. Hop tabi Rebekiva exize. Remember to translate that word. Hop tabi. You know I'm loving you. Translate a bit. He broke
his fist.
Meaning he took out the whole kirk of the chiddush. The Tanya, Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Yochel Af Tam Shechobal Ba'odom. Rabbi Kiva said, well, you might have thought a time that injures a person, we know pays Nezik Shalim. Maybe you shot him in Aliyah. Maybe he's so much like a Moor that he pays him in Aliyah. Talmud Loimer, Yosel Loi, Mugufoy Mishalim, Ve'ilim Mishalim in Aliyah. Loi, we don't have from Loi, that he's got the same din, the only Mugufoy. Shoytam pays me goof. Shoytam does not pay me alia. That's let me shoytam. Even a shoytam that's negech and odom, when the dinner is a country of keeper, you pay nezik sholem, only me goof. So that's the answer to the kasha.
In the only case where nezik sholem
pays me goof. Okay. Well, that's the answer to the kasha. That's the kasha. Why didn't Rabbi Shai bring it down? Why didn't Rabbi Shai bring down about Tam Shachov al Odom? So what's his answer? Tam Rabbi Shai keep it exceeded. That's the answer to the question. Achleikus Rashi and Dizis. Yes, Sir Ruben is correct. Achleikus Rashi and Dizis. What's the Rashi hold?
No, she holds the creation. Sometimes we pay Nazik Shalom. Therefore, it's not, we don't always pay Nazik Shalom.
Oh, that's, yeah. So, Rashi holds, since you don't always pay Nazik Shalom, therefore it can't come under the category of Nazik Shalom. And that's why Rabbi Shai didn't bring it down. We had a question, why didn't Rabbi Shai bring it down? Should have brought down this different deal. We've got a new case, we've got a case where you pay Nezik Shalit. Answer is, you don't always pay Nezik Shalit. Since you don't always pay Nezik Shalit, Rabbi Shai didn't include it. It's not so different to what we had already in the Bryce. The Bryce was speaking about cases where you pay Nezik Shalit, and this one, Tam Shehizik Odom, is the same aloha as the Tam Shehizik Shalit. Same aloha. Both of them are not Nezik Shalit. Why? Because sometimes you don't. What didn't Tosis like about that?
Sometimes you do. Conceptually, you always do.
Right, I like that word, conceptually, yeah. Meaning that really, he does have a chiyuv of Nezik Shalom, but just the bank account is empty. So that's why he won't have to pay it. But really, there is a chiyuv. So he should have said two types of show. He should have said a show that Mazik Odom, and a show that Mazik Show Mazik Shor only has a chiyuv of Chatzi Nezek. Show Mazik Odom has got a chiyuv of Nezek Sholim, if you can pay it. That's Tosis Kasha. And Tosis, there it was. You're right, that's not why we're calling it. That's why it's not why Rishai did not include it in Braise. Rather, it can't be called an Av. In order to be an Av, it needs to be you're able to pay Ma'aliyah. Kala, like the Gemara ends off. Ka'obis. It's got a din of aliyah, remeitav, you pay remeitav. And since here you're not paying remeitav, you're only paying for the gufo, it's not meitav. Therefore, it's not included in the list of ovos nizikin. Very good, that was machlokes Rashi Tosfos Baal Peh. Should we see Rashi inside? Rashi says, Ire Bekiva. Ire Bekiva. Listen to Yigami Show in Russia, yeah? In the Yabikiva, listen to Yigami Show. Why didn't you bring down two cases of Show? Tala Yabikiva, Yish Chilot, Paint Hashlumim Show Show, Dazik Show. According to Yabikiva, there's a Chilot between Tashlumim Show Show, Dazik Show. The Loy Mishan Elo Chatzi Nedek. Show that Mazik Shoy only pays Chatzinezek, Tashlumi Shoy Dazik Odom, there's a difference between that and Tashlumi Shoy Dazik Odom, where then Alok is, the son of Kamon, Peg Mania, Esakad, Yer Kiva Omer, that what? He paid the Moser, Nezek Shoy. Meaning, if a person injures a Shoy Tam, Metam injured that person. So it's each one injured each other. Meshomo based in Chavolo, Shechoval Shoy Odom, and based in the Chavolo, based estimated, then the Chavolo Shechoval Shoy Odom, then the injury that the Shoy injured in the person is Yoiser, is more than Chavolo Shechoval Odom, is more than what the Shoy did more than the person did to the Shoy. Yosim Chavala Shechavala Adam is more than the Chavala that the person did to the Shoy. Shechavala Adam is Shoy. Meshanim Bala Shoy Oysa Oydiv. Bala Shoy has to pay the extra. Right? You have a Shoy that injured 1,000 shekels worth and the person injured 500 shekels worth. And the show has to pay 500 shekel. See, please, Nezik Shalim. Answer the Gemara. No, he told by Legzize. Rashi says, the koyach egoid, the power of his fist. He broke the power of his fist. Kadamim Sanhedrin pekame, adye Legzize recall. He picked up his fist Instead of guilty.
Some great said he wrote his fist. I can see that he wrote it with his fist.
No.
Because the fall, Shabbat and Rasul Rahman, he caught him. He himself broke with his
fist. He's got a fist and he's done over the tremendous kiddush. The curve of his fist.
With his bottom of his fist, he broke his own words.
No. He broke the curve of his fist. He's got a fist. What's the fist of Tobias? It's like a chiddush. Telling you a chiddush, a major power. Right? And telling you a chiddush, a bomb, as they would say, a bomb chiddush. And I've taken out all the power of it. And he left with just
a fist.
Rashi is basically translating here.
He's
not.
He's grinding the head. He's
reducing the
head,
level
of chiddush too. Rashi is saying, is translating the words of the Gemara. Tave, Evakive, Ligzize.
Right, but.
What do you mean? He broke the koyach of his fist.
When you he translated it to English, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Broke his fist.
It's a metaphor.
I know, he doesn't explain the metaphor.
He said
it does.
He has a light in the book, translates the book.
Have you heard something called horsepower? Yeah, your air conditioning is 3 horsepower. I've never seen any horse. Anywhere near your air conditioning. You're talking about horsepower.
Right, so
that didn't bother me.
It did bother
me. You were looking maybe inside the machine for the horse.
Right, Congress, please doesn't be a
problem. This is that way.
With the Russian, I would expect him following the point. But I would expect the Russian to say, this means that he took his finish and he tempered it down to sort of
wow, that's his finish.
Because
that
position.
Colonna. Why
is there a
Colonna
here?
It does say that.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I mean, if you have something where it's you something else, then the Kalema is telling you, should know, don't be mistaken thinking means this, it means something. But if there's an expression, there's no Kalema here. It's not that, oh, you know, really, we thought we cut up his arm in twice and two and was fist and two, that's what means. Kaloima means no. Tavings is an expression meaning that he broke the power of his chiddush. What's his chiddush? That's no kaloima, that's what the words mean.
Why can't you say he broke his chiddush with his fist?
Rashi doesn't say
he doesn't say Shabbat and Egofo.
Rashi doesn't say this. That's the Ligzize. Not that he broke it. Not that he broke the curve with his egg ring. That says, Tave Ligzize, he broke the curve of his fist. That's what Rashi said.
Just say ego follow. Why is it the cock ego follow?
He didn't break his fist. He broke the curve of his fist.
He prevented the strength of his fist.
Oh, I do. He took out the strength of his fist was a Machemte Shotoyer. What Machemte Shotoyer? Israel, they take out guns and fight. What Machemte Shotoyer? All these expressions we'll be talking about, Toyer's violence. No, so when it says Kaloima, Machemte Shotoyer, Kaloima, then they were arguing with each other. That's what Machemte Shotoyer is. Why
can't you
say that?
So you then blow, maybe, hurt his fist.
Oh.
Minimize
the
blow.
This is
a break
of
this.
Tavo means the break.
Some of those it's not to say it's one with the other. Having got a bait in your head doesn't mean having got a bait in your head. I don't think you're arguing that.
Yeah, okay. That's again a magic. Yeah, okay. Yeah, say that. There's actually a whole big sugar about what you just said. How can you speak not nice to each other? Here, we're just not speaking not nice. It's fine. Just saying an expression to express that he said a Gebaldiger Kiddush and then he took out, deflated the balloon, right?
What?
Deflated the balloon.
Deflated the balloon.
You heard such expression?
Yeah, that would be fun. Deflated the balloon.
Video, right. But that you would understand, right?
Better than broke
his fist. That's exactly the same. Okay. He broke the curve of his fist. In English, you would say he took out all the air from the balloon. Fine, okay, where are we holding? Oh, so Rashi Yochol Yishalim Tam Shachovel Ba'olom Min Aliyah. But he might have thought he should pay Min Aliyah Tam Loima not. So here, what does it mean? Vishtakach, says Rashi, Vishtakach. You'll find, therefore, a case, Deloim Yishalim Nezik Sholim, he won't pay Nezik Sholim, Rather, how much would he pay? Elo kemoi shashoi shovel. Rather, he pays the amount the show is worth. Therefore, Tim, you'll find the case. He won't be in a zikshalim. Is not no different to a show shenogach show. Show shenogach show. He doesn't pay in a zikshalim. Show shenogach adam also doesn't pay in a zikshalim. Sometimes maybe he does, but sometimes not. So there's no big difference between that and the show shenogach adam. So it's places. Top places. We already said the pair, but let's see inside. Otava Bekivir Exide. Ein the Farish. Don't say that Tava Bekivir Exide means the Chosebo. He broke it, meaning I don't want to see it again. I retract it. No, that's not what it means. Why would you say it was Chosebo Mediktoni since the Brighton says Shemeshami Gufoi? Ah, if he paid the Gufo, it must be he pays Chatzinezek. And he was chosen from what he said. That's not true. The Pergamani, I'm Tony Beedia, and Kiva Oimel, Kemishvat Hazer, Kemishvat Hazer. So this we saw last time, it's a pretty modern Tafan Gil. The Begiva said that you pay Ketakto Mleke Elion means you pay Nezek Shodi. Ketakto Mleke Elion means you pay like the Mood and not like the Tam. Show this Negev and Odom pays like a Mood. Show Tam this Negev and Odom pays like a Mood. And not like a town. And on that he carried on. They did, but he carried on. Yochel Yisharim and Aliyah. So you see, he holds a booth. You pay Nezik Sharim, but Me'aliyah. So, Mabat Me'gufa. So the question is, so what was the breakage of the fist? In which way did that break? Still paying Nezik Sharim. So, Pirishek, which is, it said, what did Rashi say? What was the break? And sometimes you won't pay Nezek Shalom. He said it's difficult. I mean, gosh, I don't understand it. I don't understand Rashi's chat. The Pirish, remember there's some cues are missing. It's written on the side of the Gemara. So there's something missing here. But Rashi said that sometimes you won't pay Nezek Shalom. So Rashi takes carries on. Even though you're right, sometimes you won't pay Nezek Shalom. You're going to show in a Shomer, for instance, when a case. When the show is not worth the amount of the damage he did, become okay, nevertheless, listening to a Gavni show, he should still say two times a show, King de la Pa'omim, Ike Nezik Sholim, since sometimes there is a Nezik Sholim. So, why did Rashi not? Why did Rashi not bring it down? You're right, there'll be times when there's no when the bank's empty. But there'll be times when the bank's full and a pain is exhausted. So we should have brought it down. So Mayla, Tay's gonna say different shot. Not like Rash. Since you already pay me gufoy, he after the missing of obvious, he can't include it under the category of obvious. Why? Damina, come on. Later on, we're going to say, Kulam ka always say the Shalom Mimetim. All of them have to be like always, meaning they're all paying Mimetim. And here you're not paying Mimetim, here you're only paying Mimetim. So that's Tosis Pshat. Last time again, I'll just remind you briefly, but those who want to be Ma'ayim should listen again to the Shir. Last time we were mentioned to Deb, Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Why Rashi didn't know like Tosis, why Tosis didn't know like Rashi. We said the fundamental Machlokes about what does it mean that you pay Migufoy. Pay me gufoy, does that mean that it's just where to claim from? But the chiyuv exists. You really chayv nezek sholim. Just you can only claim it from this and this bank account. So the bank account's empty, there's nothing to claim from. That was Tosfos Malach. And Rashi Elander is a different chiyuv. It's not that the chiyuv is nezek sholim, just to know where to claim from. Rather, there's a new chiyuv called migufa. A chiyuv called migufa. That's what a chiyuv is. It's not a chiyuv of momay. Just you can only claim it from a particular bank account, but rather an entirely new chiyuv called a chiyuv migufa.
What does that mean?
That means there's no chiyuv nezek sholim.
Only that, one thing you can say, only the worth of that. I mean,
The practical argument is that this. If an animal is only worth 500 shekel and it caused damage of 1,500 shekel, according to Tosfos, there really is a chiyuv of 1,500 shekel, But practically, you can only claim 500 shekel. According to Rashi, there's only a chiyuv of 500 shekel. There was never a chiyuv of Nezek Shalom. There's only a chiyuv of 500 shekel because the chiyuv is migufe. That's the chiyuv. The chiyuv. Oh, that was the practical difference between the two. Right. According to Rashi, if the animal gets lost, you'll still have a chiyuv of 500 shekel. According to Tosfos, if the animal gets lost, there's no chiyuv bechlal. That's what the practical. Yeah, we will come back to it. We have some Yudal from somewhere like that. It's again. But that put in your record. It's recorded on the Shirim anyway, and you can listen back to it when you want to fall asleep. It's very similar to how you fall asleep. Right. Where are we holding? Baite. Oynes and Mephate. Back to the Gemara. Oynes and Mephate mitzishema. The Mamoino. Oynes and Mephate mitzishema is Mami. What on earth does the Gemara mean? Why is it Mami? Oynes, we said it's 50 shekel. That's the Mami's Oh, and besides the 50 shekel, there's Pagama. There's Busha, there's Vaishis, there's Gyam. As Oynes and Mephate and mitzishema, there's other elements of Mom and Nisti. Why did you not bring them down? For those to which the Gemara answers Monosha. Remember, the Rishash took out the next three words. Nezek Tonim. It's a Monosha. Itzar, and in Russia, it's also a Gemara. Itzar. Itzar. Tonim.
Why did those words out?
Because it's going to be repeated in a second. Itzar tonale, Iboishes tonale, Ipigam, and Nezek. And we've said that as well. And that was the Nezek. Pigam is Nezek. That's the Nezek there is to an Isha of his man, person, Ma'anis, and the Fatah. So we borrowed, we wouldn't have it twice. So Ipigam, and Nezek. So all of them already mentioned. Ma'isa, the Mema, Knosa. We can also like your mind. What do you want to mention? Onus because of a knas. Knas we are not discussing. So Rabbi Shai didn't bring down onus and mafate because boishes and tsar and nezek are all already listed. So you only left with knas and knas he doesn't want to have. Tosfos, onus and mafate. No, Rashi, we didn't do Rashi. Oynes and Mephate and Oynu. Shechamishim Kesem, the Vada of a Knas. Only the 50 Kesem, Shechem is a Knas. Avol Yish Boy Begab. Sheshova Achshov Pachot. Midmiko, she's worth less now. Kedama Bixobis. And there's also Boishes. And all that is Mamayna, so he should have brought it down. Och, Yosin on Monoshov. Why should we bring it down? Imishum tsar. I'm serious, I shouldn't bring down about the nezek. Imishum tsar. Totally. And if it's gum, totally. So maybe don't need it. Tosfos, Mamish 1-9. Oynes, Mephate, Mitzishema, the Marino. What's bothering Tosfos? Mitzishema. Why? Because there's nothing there. There's no boishes and there's no begum.
No.
Moshe Shema, let's be Mamoina Klal, and a mere kesef, and a aga machin and opti. So, what are you asking?
Why is it Rashi didn't say it, number one. Are they arguing?
Rashi didn't say it.
Rashi said in the past when he thinks something is loved after, so why is he not sitting here? So, is that another piece?
Okay, but let's first work out here, question. Well, let's work, why is there no bushes by Moshe Shema?
I was going to say because she was trying to be innocent, but I would say, plus, it's the whole fact that she's married to somebody who mistreated her in that fashion is a busha.
She doesn't want to, she could get divorced.
She could say,
Yeah.
Because it wasn't, she wants to be divorced.
I believe so. Definitely, Barinus is like that.
Barinus
is definitely like that. But then, by Lutia, I really, maybe I'm wrong about it.
She said Busha.
Why is there Busha?
Now she is the wife that was.
Yeah, that's a different basis. She was saying the basis that we were first talking about people talking badly about her. So I'm not afraid of it.
We'll still continue looking at her the same way.
Why?
Because they're going to say she's the one that opened the purse, even though she hasn't said anything. He's the one who took her to the, you know, to Mason and claimed that she was on it. Oh, that's her.
Why are we talking bad about her? Not bad about him.
You should, but that's the way of human
nature.
What's the kid? The Busha there. He's walking around with that fight.
After their wedding, he brings Adam to
bed. Yeah, there's also no act in them, but there's no act. There's no cue for Tsara if he's done talk. All the case of Bishas is he did an act of Bishas. No act, some devil.
Embarrassing somebody by words, not motions.
No, maybe. You hit him on the back half, the front half, different levels. Stomach was speaking badly about somebody doing the ambitious. That's probably the anesthetic answer. That there's no ambition, there's no act.
In this case, he brings Aiden to face him, testify against his wife.
That's the shadow of the Gemara, yeah. That's what he did. It was Aiden
Shekin. But then Aiden are rejected. So there's no proof of her innocence, just a shadow.
She's like, okay, this is cautious.
But for Sam, it just sounds like it's still like.
No smoke of that fire.
Right, it's like, it sounds like, you know, her husband brought Aiden, like, she can't be.
But there were balance which I got him. Anyway, I think the answer is like you just said, that there's no bush, there's no act. It's just devil.
Even though no one said that
he butchered that. Where are you supposed to say
it wasn't the mice of the beer?
Yeah, that's not in the mice of what he caused her to. Why is it included? Because it's got, we'll see, that's coming up about the beyond. So he did an act in order to be able to cause her this motzshera, but then there's no boishes in the act. The act he did was a perfectly kosher act. And the boishes is if you hit in the backhand, the front hand. As far as I know, there's no clear of some. There's no clear boishes. You know, all this radio, you take people to court for speaking bad about him. It's all a shut up, you didn't do it. But I don't know, we're going to find out from my time. So I'll be happy to hear. Right. Okay, where are we holding? Right. Metami, Metami, Benanase, Imamoino, Nisi. Why did I not include it? This is Moin. He's Mazik. So I said, Moin, Marsha. He has exchanged me, has a. If you consider the hezek that you can't see, it's considered a hezek. Or tonally nezek. So Mishai did say nezek. And he hezek chain in a kadosh me hezek. If it's not considered a hezek, rather it is a stama din d'abonon to pay, then it's having knoso, or a knoso loy kot mai. We're not, the Mishai is saying, I'm not talking about DNA knosis. Rashi medame, it's mamish in the middle of the page. Medame, ma'arav trumim mechulin shechaveyoy da'ashem mazmini bizoy v'she'in yoch v'leoich v'elo kriv. So he makes truma with shechulin. Now it's only able to sell it cheap, but you can't eat it. The only person who can eat it is a kriv. Menasech, shenisech iayin chaveyoy l'avid zorye v'osoy ma'anoye. Since he did an act in the mice in the actual wine, he asked him about noe, and therefore it caused a loss.
Would that mean words?
So Reuben said, I think he's right about this chat, that it means in order to ask your item, but if some bow down to your animal, it won't become asafah in deserve. With machshava. If I do a mice to it, then you would be chai, then you would be able to ask it. That's why he did this. Since he did a mitzvah with the actual wine, he was mechashkish, yodov inside it, or he did pour that out in front of our mitzvah, he didn't act. It's the actual wine, therefore it's also behanon. That's why he needs to pay. So you say, no, it's chaining, if it's chaining nikki green hocha, they ain't ethic nikki. If you look at the fruit, you don't see anything. Green up besecha peyus, lechosalu, nothing's missing. So maybe that's why Mishai didn't bring it down. Because if Monoshop, if it's Hezek Cheney Nikke, is considered Hezek, he said already, if Hezek Cheney Nikke is not considered Hezek, then it's a knas. My knas, he doesn't want to talk. Must be then the holds Hezek Sheni Nik is not Shmei Hezek. Why? Why must it be? If Yaakov, you can understand, why must it be that Rebchia holds Hezek Sheni Nik is not Hezek? It's not considered Hezek, it's a Knas. Why must it be that Rebchia holds that Rebchia holds it's a Knas?
It was a
moment, if it was mine. Okay, I'm going to change what you're saying slightly. You're right, but I'm just saying, change what you're saying. If it's Moin, Rebbe Ishia bought it, Nezik. And therefore, he also bought it. He also said Nezik. He bought everything of Mishai said. So he also bought Nezik. So why are you bringing again about Mitame, Mitame Nasik? He already said Nezik. Elamai, it must be Tekanas. It must be Yolz Hezek Sheni Nike Loi Shmei Hezek. And what would be so bad if he does hold that way? Di Shmei Hezek Otona Lein Hezek. To which the Gemara answers back, Tono Hezek Deminke Betona Hezek Deminke. No, but he could hold Hezek Sheni Nike Shmei Hezek. Why does he bring it down? Different category. You have Hezek that's Nikah and Hezek that's not Nikah. For some reason, we want Mabchia to be holding Shmei Hezek. That's why we're trying to say, well, maybe he holds the Shmei Hezek. No, he holds Shmei Hezek because he wants to bring it down as two categories. That's Tosfos Kasha here. The Shmei Hezek. Halacha Maaseh, it's Loi Shmei Hezek. Halacha Maaseh, we pass on Hezek, Sheni Nikah, Loi Shmei Hezek. Chizkiyahu held Shmei Hezek was knocked out, he was refuted. So, what? Why are we so upset if Rebchia holds Loi Shmei Hezek? That's Halacha Lemaaseh. So it is said that Rebchia was the father of Chizkiyah. And Mestama, Chizkiyah held like his father. So Mestama, Rebchia held that Loi Shmei, that Shmei Hezek. If we want to find out how it's possible to read the Braisa being Shmei Hezek.
So it's possible to say that the Gemara is answering that he does hold it?
Could hold it.
It only could.
Yeah, not that sure. Yeah, he could hold it. At least we should be able to hold it. And we don't know for sure that he holds it. Okay, Rashi. Lamech Sober Khir Loishme Hezek. You have to place the hope. Lamech Sober Khir Loishme Hezek. I'm assuming the Knas will tell you, because it's a Knas, that's why you wrote it. The Lord of Bechlal always Rishayim. The Lord of Bechlal always Rishayim. It's not included under all the always Rishayim said. And Toises we did as well. And Hamatame Vemadam we haven't done. Toises, third Toises now. Habamot Lameime, the Lord Tonelu, Meshom, the Lord of Bechayim Rishayim. Since Toises, she knows something, I have another text we could have said. We're going to say Hezek Sheni Nikah to explain why Abishai doesn't bring it. There's another reason. If somebody's Matama B'Shegig, there's no Chiyuv. So all these always, Abishai brought all Chiyuv and that person's Chayiv, even B'Shegig. Even B'Shegig, right. Right? Matama would be an exception. So therefore, would be another reason why Abishai wouldn't bring down Matama, down Manasseh. Another reason, because it was, it's only if he does it amazing. The next is we just spoke out about Pet. Which one? Yeah. Metame Vamadam. Hey Mem Lamed is Have a Mot in the Mayor. The Gemara could have given a different answer. The Loi Tonalu, the Meshai didn't bring them down. Meshum the Loi Mechayim Meshayim. Since these three things, you're not Chayim if a person doesn't Meshayim. Yishmei Hezim.
Why did the person not be Chayim?
Oh, good question. It depends whether Hezek Sheni Nikah Shmei Hezek or Loi Shmei Hezek. That's what it depends on. If you hold Loi Shmei Hezek, so all things are knas. So Chazal already said you have to pay. If you do the mezid shegin, they didn't make the knas. If you hold Shmei Hezek, it is called Hezek.
It's not Shmei Hezek.
If it's not Shmei Hezek, so all things are knas. So Chazal said if you do the mezid, we're going to give you a knas. You do it. Minatoya, it's like Chazal came along and gave a kenas. Since they gave a kenas, and they only did on somebody who did the bemizah. That's very mufan. If you hold lav shmehezek and very mufan, why should it only be done in bemizah? If you hold shmehezek, it is a normal act of hezek, just as not nikah, so it's difficult. Why should there not be a chiyuv b'shevi? The Gemara gets in the past discussion. And the answer was, I'm saying this about Peh, but I'm not sure this is the answer. The answer is because he wanted to encourage people to see that it happened. It's Tommy, right? Tommy, we don't ask it, but it's true. So if we say, you know, you have to pay, then people won't admit up or not. So Ramele said, if you do it amazing, maybe. Do it shady, we're not going to charge you, and that way people. Okay. Next day, since we did, we just said about Chizkiah was a child of the son of Abchir. And next days after that, Tony Hezek the Lord Minku. So Abchir brings down Hezek and Nikke, and Hezek chaining Nikke. Obvious question. Holding Tony Shlishi Gavni. Why is it mentioned three types? And that then mentions three types. All of Hezek chaining Nikke. Why does it do that? So Rashi said, "Since we change Shmuel in the Peg and Izokin, since that's how it's always listed in Shas, the Peg and Izokin, it's a group." Tamim down and asked, "Just like," says Tosis, "Kedik Tony, just like we had earlier, Chir Bodan, Shem Chinam, Rav Shai Bodan, Rav Shem Chinam, Vashoyim Leisusoch Vasoker, Bodan, all four Shemim, even though at least one of them has the same din as the other ones." Why do you bring all four? The Tony government to it. It has all the four types because we're always, that's how it's brought down together. So even though the same din, so you can show yourself have the same din, but he brings them down as one group together. Okay, which brings us to very near the end of the sugya. Me and Thursday will finish it off. You can already start preparing the next Gemara from Loyer Yashoka and Mabe. Now we're now going to be learning why Bemet, each one is brought down in the mission. Why you can't learn one from the other. But we're going to learn that you can learn one from two. And why Bemet would all, why do we have all four brought down in the Torah? It's a Gemara, it's a very long Rashi. And we will get through the whole Rashi, but it's very long. So what we have to do is we have to go through till top of Vav Amud Aleph. Okay, the plan is a Gemara from here, from these two dots, till the Vav Amud Aleph at the top of the page, and take Rashi slowly, with a big deep breath, slowly. So it's not difficult, Rashi. It's not difficult, Rashi. Rashi is just very methodical, explaining line by line, every example. It's really not difficult, Rashi. Just, it takes time. Have a good day.